The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk
with Kia.
Now, the Father Ted co-creator Graham Linehan has said he objects in the strongest possible terms to RTÉ showing his Eurovision-themed episode of Father Ted, My Lovely Horse, on the night of this year's Eurovision Song Contest final. In a petition shared on social media, Graham Linehan accused RTÉ of using the episode as a tool of anti-Semitic harassment and called for the resignation of RTÉ's Director General, Kevin Backers. Graham Linehan joins us now. Graham, thanks indeed for talking to us. You're outraged that RTÉ have taken this decision to show My Lovely Horse in place of the Eurovision. Tell us how you're feeling about it.
Well, I think that the current fad in Ireland for anti-Semitism is a global embarrassment. And I was astonished when I first heard that RTÉ, of all channels, had taken the decision upon themselves to withdraw Ireland from the competition. And it's like a completely ineffectual, teenagerish strop that's kind of done to give aid to homicidal rapist lunatics, you know, the people who carried out one of the worst atrocities we've ever seen on Jews on October 7th, 2023. You know, and the idea that Father Ted would be used in any way by these, you know, students, basically overgrown students at RTÉ, to further harass the Jewish people who are living in Ireland and feeling very, very concerned about their safety. I think it's one of the most disgusting things I've ever seen.
Okay, there is a different way of looking at this, Graham. I mean, you can be absolutely appalled at what Hamas did on October 7th, but you can also be absolutely appalled at what Israel has done in Gaza since then. The tens of thousands of people that have died, the tens of thousands of children that have died. And you can say that you're opposed to that and you're opposed to Ireland being in the Eurovision that contains Israel. And that doesn't make you anti-Semitic. That just makes you anti what Israel have done in Gaza in the last 2 years.
Sure, but why didn't what did Israel, what kicked it off, this current wave of sudden interest in the Middle East? Not something that Israel did to the Palestinians, but an atrocity carried out by the Palestinians against Israel. And Hamas, every single death in Israel or in Gaza is on Hamas's head. They actually use the tactic of hiding beneath their civilians in tunnels that the civilians are not allowed to escape into.
Graham, I have to challenge it. I have to challenge on that point that every single death is on Hamas.
Hospitals. Yes, but also the Israel is a multi-step system of warning targets. You know. And they are, Hamas have also been making sure that their civilians do not get those instructions. It is, I mean, I just don't see. I happened to be in Westminster, and there were people already out on the streets supporting these savages who raped women after they were dead, according to the latest report that was released in the Daily Mail today. Who arranged the bodies so that it would create maximum trauma to those who found them?
Yeah, absolutely.
Let me just finish my point.
Finish your point. Yeah.
But that is not a tactic or a ideology that deserves to survive in the modern world. Hamas have to be destroyed.
Okay, but the reality is 75,000 people have died in Gaza since October 2023. whatever Hamas did, and I am not going to defend it for one second, it was an abomination what happened. But what equally the argument can be made that what Israel has done since is absolutely disproportionate. They've engaged in war crimes. They have killed children. They have starved. They have starved people. Well, is that a cop out for Israel? Is it not?
Hamas have been the ones who don't let their people get their hands on the supplies that Israel have been handing.
But does that suggest that any terrorism act by any group anywhere in the world, then if a country that the terrorist act was done upon,
listen to yourself. You're talking about
I am listening.
Rape.
No, but you're
talking
listen.
About
I,
rape
Graham,
as a weapon
Graham,
for.
I'm not
you're
in any way.
About rape
Graham, you,
as a
I let you finish your point. You're not actually letting me finish
not.
My point,
you're
Graham.
I will, but I'll just say you're pretending you're not. But that's what you're doing.
No. Sorry, it's possible to actually have two views at the same time. It's possible to think what Hamas did was an abomination and a war crime. It's also possible to believe that what Israel have done in the interim is a war crime. And they are a democratic state. They want to be part of the wider community, and what they have done is war crimes in that time.
Yeah,
and that it's legitimate.
I'm
sorry, I'll finish with this point. Let me just finish the point. It's legitimate for other countries to say, I don't want to be part of a happy clappy song contest or a football tournament that you're involved in because I absolutely fundamentally disagree with what you're doing.
Yeah, but they're fine about Qatar. They're fine about Russia. It seems to be
well,
the
Russia,
only
Russia's
Jewish
not in the Russia's not in the Eurovision.
It's not in the
World Cup.
My point still stands. It's the only Jewish state surrounded by enemies, and for some reason, Irish people are absolutely insane at the moment with anti-Semitism for a conflict that's going on thousands of miles away that they have no effect on. The Jewish people have every right to defend themselves.
Anti-Semitism or anti-Israel? And the two are not necessarily the same.
Yes, they are. After a rape and murder spree where everybody supported the rape and murderers, that's anti-Semitism.
But then is anything justified? Is everything that Israel could do? I mean, if Israel were to drop a nuclear bomb on Gaza, would that be justified by the actions of Hamas?
You have to make up stuff now, you see.
I'm just putting a scenario to you.
Your argument. If Israel are guilty of war crimes, they will be that will go through the normal procedure investigation that happens in any civilized country. But Hamas are not a civilized fighting force. They are monstrous, and they must be defeated. It's that simple. And only then will Palestinians have any hope of a peaceful future.
You're really unhappy with RTE for its decision to show the My Lovely Horse episode. Is there anything you can do about that? Or is it, can RTE, or I presume RTE has the rights to show it when they wish? You have a petition, I believe, against this.
Yeah, I just wanted to make my opposition clear. I mean, just as with gender ideology, I like to be able to say I did everything in my power to stop it. So I thought I'd at least write down why I think this is wrong and why I think it's kind of trolling. And it just shows the quality of person who's now running RTE, I guess.
You want to see Kevin Backhurst resign? I mean, that's clearly not going to happen. But why do you believe he should resign?
Because I think that RTE, I think that the anti-Semitism problem that Ireland has at the moment is partially down to RTE, is partially down to the way these subjects are covered. Repeating Hamas propaganda as if it's true. All the things. Please let me finish.
Sure.
All these things all these things have been leveled at the BBC. The BBC is far worse, you know. But RTE, it's a kind of generational thing. There's an activist class that have moved into the media, in theatre, in music, in everything. And this activist class likes to just, I don't know, flap about and make a show. And that's what this is, you know. But the Irish people deserve a channel that everyone can watch. Now, the memory of Father Ted for a lot of Irish Jewish people will be stained by how it's being used. That's outrageous to me as the person who made it.
Final question, though. I mean, is it absolutely your belief that Israel bears no responsibility for the actions that have led to the deaths of tens of thousands of people, 75,000 people in Gaza in the last two and a half years? I mean, is it absolutely your belief that they have no responsibility for that?
Compared to other conflicts, the civilian to combatant ratio has been much better than in battles like Mosul. It went from something like 1 in 9 to 1 in 1.5.
But is there a battle, though? I mean, it's not a conventional war, though.
When Hamas used the deliberate tactic of hiding beneath their own people, of using tunnels and not letting civilians use them, then that is what is going to happen. But to look at that situation and say, oh yeah, the Jews are the enemy in this one. The Jews are definitely the bad guys. It's beyond comprehension to me.
I can't speak for everyone in Ireland, and I won't attempt it. But the people that I know who support the boycott of the Eurovision, I don't regard them as anti-Semitic. They are anti what Israel is doing. Is it not possible to be anti what Israel is doing without being anti-Semitic?
I think it is. I think it definitely is. But that's not what's happening at the moment. I would just ask everyone, you know, read the Daily Mail piece about what was discovered today, about what happened to people on that day. You know, I mean, I don't want to repeat it. It's too early in the morning over there to repeat some of the stuff that I read in that. But just read it and just try and remember that Jews are human beings. And this was an appalling atrocity that was visited on families in front of each other. We will all lose something if we don't respond to things like that with just pure revulsion. And my problem...
Does Israel not demand revulsion?
But I saw people out the next day. I saw people out the next day supporting Hamas.
That is a minority, though.
No, it wasn't. The streets were full. I was in Westminster. I happened to be out on the 8th, and the streets were throbbing with people.
Okay.
You know, absolutely surging with people. And I could barely take it in. They were all supporting Hamas. There was one young girl with a sort of sticker or T-shirt of the paragliders coming into the Nova Festival, you know? So that's what radicalized me against this movement.
All right.
I think it is an anti-Semitic movement, and people who are going along with it are being manipulated, just as anti-Semitic feeling has been manipulated in people throughout history.
Graham Lennon, thank you indeed for talking to The Hard Shoulder this evening.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman. With Kia. Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.